You're listening to Black Girl Blueprint.
Because Black girls did it first.
And honestly, better.
Period.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Black Girl Blueprint, your fave podcast for all the Gen Z Black Girl tea. My name's Lauren.
And my name is McKean, and thanks y'all for tuning into today's episode. So today we're having a conversation about just knowing when it's time to let go, knowing when it's time to move on, to close a chapter, to turn a page, or whatever the people say.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to talk about here just because it's something, obviously it's a universal experience that pretty much everyone has to go through at some point, but there's just so many layers to it because it's not easy to do. It's a difficult thing, and there's so many different, you know, signs that you might want to go, but, you know, you don't really know when to walk away or if you should stay. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Really, when it's time to walk away from those things that aren't serving you, moving on, knowing your self-worth, X, Y, Z. But yeah, before we get into all of that, we're going to do our Read the Room segment. So McKean, let them know what we're talking about today.
Yes. So, I mean, as always, you guys probably know, but just in case you were for some reason listening to the 11th episode of our second season for the first time. Read the Room segment is how we start off every show, and it's basically where we talk about some tea, mostly Black Twitter's tea, sometimes tea in our own lives, sometimes tea in y'all's lives, which, again, you guys are not letting us know the tea, and we would like to know. So if you'd like to have your tea in the next Read the Room, send us a little DM. But anyways, today on the Read the Room roster, we have a few things. First, we wanted to give you guys an update about our merchandise. So shout out everyone who got a Black Girl Blueprint crew neck. That was so exciting. For anyone who, again, doesn't know, for the month of February and a little bit after, we collaborated with Soho Youth Club to make and design our own merchandise, which was so cool because we definitely could not have afforded it right now.
Shout out Soho Youth Club, period.
But yeah, basically we could design it to be however we wanted it to be. And yeah, we got 100% of the proceeds. So yeah, we sold 70 total. And that was crazy. That was big.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who supported. 70? That felt like a lot. I was like, okay. And there was a lot of support on like Twitter, on Instagram. We also did the giveaway. Shout out to one girl who won the giveaway. I can't remember her ad name right now.
That's okay. We love you.
We love you. And we stan you. Thank you. But yeah, everyone really liked the design. And people were supporting. So we just feel really grateful. My heart was so full. Every time someone like sent me the screenshot of their purchase, I was like, stop. Yes. Please.
I'm like hoping that if you did get one, please tag us. Or even if you don't want to post your little selfie, just send it to us so we can just send it to each other and like.
Yeah. Please do. We love to see it. Yeah.
Hopefully that's the first merch of more in the future. So, I mean, you know, if you didn't get one this time around, hopefully there will be chances again. There will be. Not even
there definitely will be. Yeah.
So on to the next. This is.
There's a lot to talk about in here in this one.
Yeah.
Where do we have a whole begin? Episode on this. Like, honestly, we might. Maybe. We'll set the groundwork for this one, but. Basically, for anyone who doesn't know, where do I even start with this? As we all know, Meghan Markle, a Black woman, married Prince Harry of the royal family. They decided to like step down from being senior royals, whatever that means. I don't really know what the tea is there, what that really entails. But
well, basically, wait, did you watch the thing?
I saw some clips of it. I haven't watched the whole thing.
Well, to clarify, that was the one thing that I actually was like, oh, that's how that works. When she said, she basically was like, stepping down as a senior royal is a thing that people in that family do all the time. So just to be clear, like them stepping down was not unprecedented.
So, okay. I didn't know that. I thought that was a big scandal. Damn, see? The British media be misrepresenting all of this. Okay, anyway. So for anyone who doesn't know, the thing that McKean's referring to asking if I watched was their Oprah interview. I think it was NBC interview.
CBS,
they all sound the same to me. Letters. Anyway, they did an interview where I guess they were spilling the tea. I have not had a chance to watch it a free moment. I will be watching it though, because I love their royal family tea a little bit, you know? But yeah, they were getting into it. I saw some tweets about Meghan Markle talking about, I think she said she was like suicidal, and she wasn't able to get like the resources that she needed. There were other things about, you know, the royal family obviously being racist. We're not surprised. They're colonizers. But yeah. Basically their whole thing of like being afraid of like the skin color of the baby, X, Y, and Z. So there was a lot going on. Obviously Twitter made a lot of hilarious memes about it. One of my favorite ones was, there was one tweet about like, I just know the queen was doing Punnett squares in that delivery room waiting for that baby to come out. And I was like, please stop. That's so funny.
I just my favorite are the inbred jokes. And it's like, I saw one tweet that's like just four random family members. Like a bunch of them I've never even seen. But one of them was, I think, Charles, with the dude with the long face. You know the one.
They all look the same to me.
It was like, y'all are this inbred and look like this and are worried about how dark your like 1/8 black grandchild.
No, truly. Child, like, I don't know.
But some of what shocked me most was like just how almost everything that the media has tried to slander Meghan for, the opposite was true. Like, and the royal family did nothing to like say that it's not true, you know, to come to their defense. It's just really crazy. And like the one that stuck out in my mind was the one she said, you know, there was stories after or around the wedding that Meghan had made, what's her name? Kate?
Yeah, Kate, I think.
Kate, okay, she made Kate cry. Like, that was in the every, like, publication over there. And it was a huge deal because everyone, like, loves Kate. And, but then when Meghan was, like, saying, Oprah asked her about that, and she was like, well, was that true? And then she was like, no, like, the opposite was true. And then Oprah was like, so you're saying Kate made you cry? And she was like, yeah. Like, and she was like, I'm not going to, you know, put her on blast because she did apologize to me in the way that I would maybe apologize if I hurt someone else's feelings. And I appreciated that. But, like, that's what happened. You know, she got mad at my, like, bridesmaids and made me cry about it. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like,
oh, my, wow. Damn.
Complete opposite, and Kate is silent. Not that Kate needs to out herself as the evil one, but like the least she could do is just be like, that's not true. You know what I mean? That's not true. Like, but all the time. So it's so interesting that they chose at almost at every turn for to not do that for Meghan. And
no,
and
truly.
Him, which is so interesting. But
it is so interesting. And I think something else that I found really interesting was all of like the people, like, there are some memes around it, basically the idea that like Meghan had to be like, oh, I'm not gonna out this, I'm not gonna say this, whereas Harry was just there like, he said this and this on this day. The thing I like about Harry, he don't play about his wife, and that's a man. I like all of the memes that I saw just about even that one. I don't know if you know that video of when like Meghan's talking to Beyonce and Harry's just in the corner talking to like the Disney CEO being like, yo, you know, my wife does acting voiceovers, get her in a movie or whatever. And I'm like a king. Wow.
Honestly, yeah, though, and I feel like that's a man, even though, I mean, there is a lot to unpack maybe about,
of course, yeah,
he's only now learning about racism because he has a black wife. Okay. But I mean, that aside, having now learned about racism, I feel like he is a good example of someone using their privilege to advocate for people in ways that they often can't themselves. Like, when you like him say, he has the ability to say names and experience little to no repercussions for it. Whereas, like, Meghan, for even saying that thing about Kate, is probably going to, like, experience a lot of backlash. Or not even probably, is experiencing a lot of backlash. Like, so I have to give him kudos for, like, calling it out. Like, he was basically saying, like, one quote that really was like, like, it broke my heart low-key. He said something about how, what did he say? Oh, he was just like, my biggest concern is history repeating itself in reference to his mom. And he was like, but only now it would be made worse because of racism, significantly worse. And like, you have to acknowledge that. And I just was like, that's so profound. And also, I think there's a whole lot to talk about with, like, she's experiencing this, you know, racism doesn't spare anybody, but like, imagine if she was darker, imagine if she looked a little bit different, if she was from somewhere a little bit different than when she, where she was, like, there were tabloids calling her, like, straight out of Compton, all love to Compton, which, like, again, was still like, huh, but just trying to drag her for things that are just completely not true, and I can only imagine, like, she talked again, like, her about her mental health a lot, but I just can only imagine perhaps how she might have been spared because of her, like,
there were all of those tweets that were just like, y'all are doing all this ruckus over a woman who could very easily pass for Italian, like, very easily. Looks like she could just be a little bit of a tan white woman. No, truly,
for real.
But
well, that's, it's just, it's disheartening, it's heartbreaking, and like, I'm good for them for getting out and like, mm-hmm. for really airing out the like archaic nature of this mm-hmm. institution, like, yeah. I just can't even imagine. And like, I saw one black lady who, you know, for anyone sort of trying to come to the royal family's defense, which I imagine you're not if you're listening to this podcast, but if you are, I saw this black lady who handed Piers Morgan's booty to himself mm-hmm. this morning. Basically was just like, I don't care about respecting the queen at this point. Like, mm-hmm. how do you respect? She's a grandmother. Mm-hmm. And how are you supposedly a grandmother that's so close to your grandson, but deny his child any formal protection? Like, that was actually perhaps the craziest revelation. The lengths they went to undo generations old traditions to ensure that this child, this black child, mm-hmm. is not going mm-hmm. to have any titles, to not have any security. Like, it was so.
They did that?
Yes, they literally ensured, like, there was, I mean, you should go watch.
I'm going to watch, like, it. And I'm not, what can I watch it on?
I think maybe CBS.com, but there's definitely, like, a legal link, so you can find one. I don't know.
Okay.
But they talked about how, like, it was a big story that, like, oh, Meghan and Harry don't want Archie to be a prince when he was born. Like, that's why he's not a prince. Mm-mm. But what they revealed was, like, that's not the case. We were told he cannot and will not be a prince. That decision was made by other people, even though it's like tradition that the grandchildren of the queen are automatically princes and princesses. Before they even knew this child's gender, they were like, he will not have that title, and because he doesn't have that title, he won't be given royal security.
Oh my gosh, damn.
Like,
wait, but is it because, like, what did they, I know it's because he's black, but like, what did they say, like, the formal reason was?
Honestly, that's what Oprah kept asking them. Like, it was actually hilarious. All those memes being like, what did they say? Like, who said that to you? Accurate. Because she kept repeating that. She was just like, who is saying these things? Like, who's making these decisions and what are they saying to you? And what was clear is that, one, almost never, it seems like they were talking to Meghan. They were telling these things to Harry for him to, like, relay. Mm. But also, it didn't seem like they got answers. There was no clarity on the undoing of this, like, tradition. Like, there was no reason explanation why this child should be treated differently than, like, all of his little cousins
yeah.
that were just born. I don't know. It's racist.
It's racism. Like, child. Wow. A mess. A hot mess.
Anyways, that's, we can, we,
there's a lot more to talk about. I need to watch that. As soon as these midterms are done tomorrow, I'm going to watch it. But no.
Yes.
Up next, the next thing we wanted to talk about, we can kind of go through this pretty quickly, but the Grammy performance, we can kind of go through this one really quickly, but the Grammy performance list has been announced. Chloe and Halle are not on the list, which I think is really interesting considering the fact that their performances have blown pretty much everyone out of the water.
Literally for the past year, like, who... Maybe Doja,
but child. But no, but I mean, Doja's performing.
Yeah,
love Doja. We yeah. their her Streets music video that just came out, iconic, really great. The way she brought that silhouette challenge and put that in there, she killed it. She killed that.
I'm not afraid of TikTok. I know how it works. I'm ready.
Period. And then Kofi being in the video, child.
Wow, finally a video that we deserve.
video vixen, go ahead.
I just feel like we're not getting, like, you know, in the 2000s, like, even in the women's songs, there used to be, like, male video vixens. I feel like
they're not
giving us those anymore.
They're not getting them. The men aren't giving. The men aren't worthy, except for
you.
I need to go watch that. I need to watch that. I only saw some clips on what's it called, on Twitter, but I need to go watch the whole thing.
She did her thing. She definitely did her thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meg's also performing. Cardi B, Roddy Ricch, Harry Styles, DaBaby. I don't really care about DaBaby. Yeah. I don't like DaBaby. I was gonna say it.
No, it's not even like, it shouldn't even be a hot take. That's accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it honestly.
A bunch of other white people on the list. That's really it. Like, but there is something definitely to be said about, like, Grammys will be pick and choose who they're gonna nominate for Black artists for awards. Mm-hmm. But they be using these Black artists to boost their ratings for the actual show.
No, truly.
And even not just the performances, like the performers, but also like even who presents the awards and like who. I don't like it.
I don't like that, but anyways, I still probably don't. I don't know if I'll watch. Yeah. I'll still probably watch the performances. I'm just excited for Doja Cat. She be killing it.
She do.
Honestly, she do. Is she still canceled?
No. Sorry.
She's not canceled?
Not in my eyes.
not my eyes either.
Listen. I'm gonna follow her again.
She's a lot, but I don't know if I could follow her on it on social media, but I like her music. But okay. Truly.
On to perhaps the main conversation today. So as we said, today we're talking about moving on. We're Miss Moving On. Maybe this episode will be called Miss Moving On.
I like that. Period. But,
we're just talking about things we've had to walk away from, things we've had to decide to distance ourselves from, and it happens a lot. And like Lauren said earlier, like, it can be really hard to be honest with ourselves about when we need to do that. So that's what we're talking about today. So I guess we can start with, what are some things we've walked away from recently, or had to, or chosen to?
I'll go first. I quit my political science concentration yesterday. I hated it there. It disturbed my peace, and I will not be looking back. I do not like that department whatsoever. I'm also pass failing one of my classes that I hate, since I unfortunately can't withdraw, but my teacher is an asshole, and I can't do it anymore. So, Haley, how do you deny a student an extension during a pandemic? I can't, sir. Really? I'm like, I can't do it. But anyway, that's my main one, honestly. Okay. I'm valid.
No. Congratulations, you walked away and you're better now. You're better off now.
What else do I be walking away from? I mean, I walked away from some friendships last year too, but I mean, we talked about that in the friendships episode. Yeah. No need to bring that one back. We're gonna leave that one there.
I can't. That's real. I mean, go listen to that episode. Same. That was definitely a lesson of 2020, but I also feel like maybe less large things, but I feel like I've walked away from like things that I convinced myself that I had to do, like even like, as small as like posting every day, like no, walking away from that.
No,
we're not. Posts are not going up every day. They're not, like, it is not practical. It is not sustainable, and I'm not doing it. So that's one thing. I feel like also just like walking out. Actually, I put one down here that I'm not gonna say.
I saw you put that down on the script, and I was like, girl.
I'm about to walk away from something.
Eventually. And I'll be so happy for you when you do.
Thank you.
Listen, we'll celebrate. I'll throw you a little something with that one. Yeah. I've been waiting on that. No, we know you won't, but that's okay. That's all right. We can keep dreaming.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, also walking from, like, things that I don't even want to do. Like, I don't know. I had to walk away from some clubs. Like, not even that I don't like them, but, you know, being on an e-board just because I felt like I needed to be, I'm tired. Like,
oh, same. I did that. I forgot even about that. Yeah, I dropped some e-boards. Again, not looking back. Yep. Yeah. It was not fun, especially in the era of Zoom. Please. Okay. On my Sunday, no. Disturb my peace. Yeah. There's no way. I think something that's also like worth talking about though is like there's also like knowing when to leave or knowing when to walk away, especially in terms of like friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
And I think since it is something that's like difficult to do, it's also important to kind of like highlight like what like the bright red flags are that would make you like be like, nope, time to go. Or like, no questions asked, like this is when I gotta dip. And what do you think some of your like biggest red flags for like leaving a friendship or relationship would be?
Honestly, My biggest red flag, and it's less so even about them, but I've always been the type of person, like, if I have a feeling about you that's off-putting, like, I'll give you maybe a chance. I'll give you a little bit of room, but, like, I kind of generally, like, have reactions to people I don't like in relations I don't like early on. So I feel like this, and maybe not even early on, but, like, sometimes it's delayed, you know, with the friendship we'd be referencing. But I feel like as soon as I have those feelings where I'm just, like, I feel annoyed in your presence, I feel like it's a burden for me to spend time with you, I feel like I find myself avoiding this, like, those are red flags for me, because at that point, it's kind of like, okay, I already know that I don't like this. Internally, like, it's kind of up to me now to, like, decide what I'm going to be doing with it. So I feel like for me, that's my biggest, I don't know if that's a red flag, but, like, that's my sign, my internal way of, like, warning myself, be like, get out, you hate it here.
No, that's fair. Yeah, listen to your gut. That's important. I'm glad you have that little internal voice that you can, like, pick up on the vibes and be like, uh-oh, I don't want to be here, and, like, listen to yourself that way. That's important. Good for you. My voice don't be loud enough, honestly. Yeah.
No, honestly, I don't know where I got that from. Quick little short story. This is not relevant at all, but there's this kid in kindergarten named Kyle, and my mom used to, like, volunteer in the kindergarten class, and I always hated this kid. Like, he just was always annoying. Like, I don't know if you ever had reactions like that, but I would always just be like, mm-mm, Kyle, mm-mm. And my mom would always be like, be nice to Kyle. Like, you know, he deserves friends. Like, da-da-da-da-da. And apparently I literally said to my mom on the way home from school one day, I was like, Mom, listen. Some people are not for everybody, and Kyle is not for me. And, like, that was
and
that. She was like, damn, okay.
Damn. In kindergarten? How old were you? Like, four? Imagine like my 4-year-old said that to me.
I literally
4 or 5.
I remember he used to wear this. It was just annoying. He stuck a Kool-Aid in the microwave. We lost power. He would always wear this Lilo and Stitch shirt every day. Like, I just remember being like, I don't like it.
No.
Yeah, that's one.
What is it the old people say? Old black people have this say. It's like, you don't sit right with my spirit. I don't know if that's a Caribbean people thing, but that I feel that.
Yes.
If somebody don't sit right with your spirit, you just gotta let them go. Period.
How about you?
No, I feel that.
Red flags.
I think a big red flag for me is, like, again, I don't know if red flag is the right word for these, but I think especially if I feel like I keep having to, like, set my boundaries over and over again and I don't feel like I'm being listened to, I think that's kind of a red flag for me. Or if I'm, like, repeating that, like, I don't like X, Y, and Z, and they're like, okay, I'll fix it, and then they don't, that kind of is, like, a red flag to me.
Yeah.
I think in, like, romantic relationship red flags, I think jealousy is a big one. I feel like if my partner's, like, overly jealous or has, like, trust issues, that's kind of weird. Or even in friendships, or, like, you have those friends who kind of, like, don't want to celebrate your wins. Mm-hmm. That'd be feeling weird. I don't like that. Or, like, the biggest one I have now, I think, is, like, when I'm entering into, like, a new relationship, or I'm, like, talking to, like, someone for the first time, the way that they talk about their ex-partners, I think, tells me a lot about them. Like, how men are so quick to be like, oh, yeah, she was crazy, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, was she? That's enough to make me sit back and be like, interesting.
Yeah, that's real. That part about, like, having to repeatedly say what you need from them is definitely, like, I've been there. And it's frustrating because then you start to feel crazy because it's like, I know I said this to you. Like, are you ignoring me?
Yeah.
Are you incapable of it? And ultimately, like, either way, it's still messed up. And you're still
ignoring. Yeah.
So, like, we got to refigure this and I might just have to leave because it's not working. Mm-hmm.
Period. No, truly. Also, at a certain point, it's like, then you don't care.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm repeating this to you and telling you this upsets me and you keep doing it anyway, you obviously don't care enough about my feelings to, like, try to adjust.
Yeah. Similar to that, too, for me, I feel like another red flag, if you will, is people just not reciprocating. Like, whatever it is that I feel like I'm putting into a relationship, I would love to see reflected back in some way. It doesn't have to be the exact same behavior. Like, everyone has their own way of, you know, doing things and expressing things. But, like, if it's constantly feeling like I'm pouring into this and it's just, like, draining me,
it's time to go. Hit the road, Jack. Hit the road, baby, because it's not. Yeah, I feel that a lot. And I think thinking about all of these like red flags comes to like the next thing we need to talk about is like, when do you know that it's time to walk away? Like, these are the red flags that are being presented to you. Like, what happens internally that lets you know, like, all right, like, this is time that I got to go? Or like, what questions you need to ask yourself? And I think what you were talking about with like that gut feeling that you get is really important. Like, you got to be honest with yourself in those moments. Like, how do you feel? Like you saying, do you feel constantly annoyed by them? Like, you know, have you lost interest or passion? Like, does being around them feel like a burden? You really have to do that, I guess, internal reflection and be like, does this feel fulfilling to me? Like, what am I gaining from this relationship? How do I feel in these settings, X, Y, and Z? And that's not always easy, I think. And sometimes it can take a while for those like feelings to show up or you to like gain the courage to be honest. But like, at the end of the day, that's what you got to do. To know when it's time to walk away.
That part about being honest is huge too, because I feel like a lot of times we can definitely convince ourselves of imagining relationships to be the way that we want them to be, or maybe even to be the way that they once were. Like, they could have been great in the past for you and like not for you anymore. And I feel like that is even harder to be honest about with ourselves, because it's so easy to long for something that was, or maybe that you believe could be, but that is actively not in the present, like not true. Like, this is not the case. Like, this is, you know, maybe back when y'all first started dating, it was a super loving and like happy and healthy relationship, and now it's unhealthy. Or like, maybe when you initially met, you guys clicked it off and were best friends, but like, now you're just like,
That's true.
So I feel like it's also a task to be honest about like what it is, you know, like be honest about, and like, if you do find yourself like holding on to these things about like what it could be honest also about like, is that practical? Has this person shown me that they can be that? Like, have they shown me recently? Have they shown me that it's an interest of theirs? Because ultimately, you can't make anyone do something they don't want to do. You can't.
No, truly.
Like, and they can't make you do things that you want to do. You don't want to do, I should say. And ultimately, you should never be in a case where anybody's trying to force anyone to act outside of themselves. And if you guys are both acting yourselves and yourselves are not meshing, it's time to go separate ways. That's my thought. But even with not even just with people, you know, we're talking about leaving things, but like, this is also true, like, your dream internship. Say you get a dream internship and, you know, you start and it's glamorous and it's all the things that you want it to be. And then say 2 months in, you're, like, doing work that you did not sign up to do. You're being, say, it's not showing up, it's not interesting to you anymore, whatever it might be. Like, that's also true. In those cases, you also have to be honest about what it is and what it is not.
So that's fair. No, I think especially what you were talking about with like, think about like friendships and relationships, going back to that one. I think it's like that saying that I always hear about like, do you love that person or do you like the idea of that person type of thing? And I think what you were saying about, you know, being upfront and honest with yourself about like the present situation that you're in and not like glamorizing the past or glamorizing the future. I think there's definitely a lot of tendency to kind of glamorize the potential of something without sitting and thinking about like, you know, is that potential really like you said, is that reasonable? Is that practical? Is that going to happen? Or even valuing the potential of what something could turn into over like what it currently is damaging. Cause like, what's the timeline on that? When is that potential going to come to fruition? Are they putting in the work for that? And that's really, really important.
Sorry. And also, what is it going to take out of you to wait for that? Like, is it worth the emotional toll? Like you're saying in the long run, like, is that something you really can, not only do you want to, but can you?
Physically, mentally, emotionally. Yeah. No, truly. Think about like, again, those questions that you need to ask yourself, like, are you sacrificing a large part of yourself and your overall well-being because you're so, you know, thinking so much about like the potential of this person or like what it would be like, even like in terms of the idea of change, I think is a big thing to address. Because I think for a large part, a lot of the hard part about doing this comes from the idea of like, you know, not wanting to change or not wanting a big shift, especially if you're in a situation that you've been in for a long time or you're comfortable. Like, I know so many people who were in like long-term relationships and didn't leave just because they were like, I don't really know what it's like to live a life outside of this person. Or like, I don't know what it's like you know, to enter that dating scene again, or like to find new friends. Like, they already know so much about me. I might as well stick it out, even if it, like, you know, you're losing parts of yourself, or like you're compromising your values, especially. Like, right. Ask those questions, like, does this person align with your moral values? Are they respecting your boundaries? Are they meeting the standards that you set when you first, like, entered into this, like, friendship or relationship with this person? Or, like you said, or even this job. Was this mm-hmm. in the job description at the beginning of the internship? And if it's not, then, like, advocate for yourself and be like, no, like, this is not serving me. I gotta dip. You know what I mean? And I think that advocating mm-hmm. for yourself is also part of the hardest part, again, of like what it is like to like be in these situations where you need to walk away. Because, like, thinking about it, you ask yourself all those questions, say the answer is no to those questions. You're compromising your values, you're sacrificing, boundaries not respected, standards not being met. So now what? Now you got to leave.
Right.
And that's hard, I think, for a lot of people, especially. I think there's a big part of it for me, even thinking about like recently with like dropping my poli sci concentration, where it's like, I feel like a quitter, you know? And I feel like that there's a big part of it, I think, for some people where it's like, I've already been in this for so long, I might as well stick it out. And if I can't stick it out, then that says something about me being weak, or like me, like not being able to push through, when it's like, no, like that's not what that means at all. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like the opposite has ever been true for you? Like, do you ever think you've walked away from something too soon? Like, I think for me, I'm definitely more of the nature of like, I'm ready to go on the first, like the first fault. I'm
really
I don't think it's like a grudge thing, but I really am like, after I'm just like, okay, well, I see how this is. I'm like ready to move on. Like, I'm like, okay, that's how you are. Like, if it's someone who does something that to me is alarming, I'm just like, that's you. Like, that is you. Or like, you know, if my boss is doing something crazy, I'm like, okay, this job is crazy. Like, immediately, that's kind of like how I react to things. So, but I do think that occasionally that might lead me to from the very jump, or like, you know, sometimes not engage anything at all, so not even start to even get to the point of having to walk away. But also, I feel like maybe there have been times where like I've walked away from something that maybe I could have stuck out. Like, so do you think there is value ever in sticking things out, or have you ever felt like you stepped away from something too early?
Well, I think going back to what I just said, I think I see a big difference in the way that I like approach like my like academic things, or like my extracurriculars, versus how I approach people. I think I tend to like stick out with like my like I held on to that poli sci concentration for way too long. I hated it from the get-go and I stuck it out because I didn't want to quit. Versus in like relationships, especially romantic relationships, I'll be giving men the benefit of the doubt the first sign of trouble and I'm like, bye, dip or whatever,
right? Period.
And I think a lot of that is, again, like, I know my worth. I know I'm a bad bitch. Like, you are not about to treat me like I'm average. Wait, that was a bar. Hold on, stop. Anyway, I think I took that from a song somewhere. Okay. But anyway.
It's Plumilly.
Period. Is it Plumilly? I think that was her. That, yeah, that's what it is. I was listening to her today. Okay, anyway. But no, truly. And I think I've also had this conversation, kind of, this is a tangent a little bit, but like with my mom, especially, and this is something that she and I don't see eye to eye on, but like I told you, like a lot of my friends will be in like these long-term relationships or whatever, and they're miserable and they hate these relationships, these men aren't treating them well or whatever, versus me, like I guess my relationships don't last as long as theirs because I'm like, no, he wasn't treating me well, so I left. And I'll tell my mom as much, and she'll be like, all of your friends are in longer relationships with you. You give up too quickly. You, like, can't make anything last or whatever. And I'm like, sis, I know my worth. Like, isn't that more important and more valuable than just, like, staying in something for the sake of it, like, being long-term and being long-lasting?
Right. Like, all my friends are also kind of
miserable. That's what I'm saying. So in my head, I think I can't think of any situation where I've left too soon, honestly. Because I think even in those situations where I might like dip and leave too soon or whatever, even then I just feel like I'm a big proponent of like, if it's meant to be, then it will be. So if it's a situation where like it's a friendship where I'm like, nah, you're doing too much, like I don't enjoy this, and I just like kind of like not ghost them, but like take a couple steps back and like find myself, if that relationship or if that friendship is something that's valuable, then I feel like it'll work itself out if it's meant to be. I can't see leaving something too soon. I've left things not soon enough. But at least in my personal experience, I can't think of anything that I've given up on too soon. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. I feel, yeah, I said it a little bit, but I definitely mm-hmm. have. Like, sometimes my parents have to be reminding me, like, okay, like, it's okay to redefine a relationship, to step back, but, like, sometimes I'm ready to, like, and not even just relationships, but I'm ready to just cold turkey, like, I'm over it, like, that's in the past, and maybe there's something still to be gained there, like, in terms of me learning about myself. So I think those are definitely moments where, like, you know, like, even with, for me, like, if I'm ending a friendship, in my head, it's like, okay, we're never gonna speak again. Like, I'm not gonna hit you mm-hmm. up. But my dad will have to, like, remind me. He's like, okay, you don't have to be best friends with this person. But, yeah. like, you also don't have to cut them off. Like, you can still keep them at a distance. Like, there mm-hmm. is a balance. There is an in-between. I think that's something that I definitely don't tend
that's
to
fair. Do in myself. I think in my friendships, when I tend to, like, end things, I do keep that, like, cordial relationship. With men, I'm like, bye, because what does a man ever have to offer? But, like, I feel like in, like, regular, like, friendship relationships, I see keeping people at, like, arm's length. Or, like I said, like, you know, stepping back a little bit from the relationship, but not fully. But I think this is reminding me of, like, the conversation that we had in our, like, friendships episode, where we were thinking about, like, you know, when it's time to, like, walk away, there's a big idea, I guess, of, like, needing to have, like, closure, or needing to have, like, a clear, like, reason, or, like, X, Y, and Z is the real, like, reason why I'm going, and it's justified for this reason, X, Y, and Z. And for the most part, I disagree with that a lot of the time. Like, I think what you're saying about, like, I'm bringing back to this, but, like, that gut feeling and being, like, I don't feel comfortable in these situations, that's enough. Like, you don't need to have, like, a big fallout. There doesn't need to be a big fight. It's just like, okay, we fought, and like sometimes you just don't feel it anymore, and like that's mm-hmm. okay, that's valid.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I feel like, kind of, we keep referencing past episodes, wow, because we've been doing this for a while, but I feel like this is similar to the, was it the 20 somethings episode, or maybe the grind culture one, maybe both, but this is the time in our lives to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, to literally fully, like, I mean, we should never lose that. I hope we don't. But I feel like, if ever, now is the time to fully feel empowered to, like, step away from something solely because it's not mm-hmm. what I want to be doing right now. Like,
good.
I fully engage all the things you want to be doing, all the people you want to be knowing, like, and it's totally fine to, like, decide that you don't want to. And I feel like, for me, I can think about that for so many things, like, with, I know a lot of people who got stuck in, like, friend groups that they met in orientations on campus mm-hmm. just because that was comfortable and familiar, mm-hmm. but not necessarily, like, people that they really loved being around. And, like, that's one minor example, but, like, I think that's in line with this too, you know, not feeling empowered to walk away, kind of like what you were saying about, like, holding on to a job or an internship or a concentration or whatever it might be, just because it feels like, oh, well, I've put all this time in. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the same. It's that for everything. Like, you should never feel like you should just keep going because that much time has passed. Like, stop it now so that you can minimize the time that's spent in this setting, in this relationship, in this whatever mm-hmm. it might be that's not bringing you joy. So I feel like, I mean, not, again, not always bringing you joy. I don't know if that's the best way to frame this.
Like, yeah.
There's definitely between having hiccups in relationships, in a job, in whatever, you know, in a major, whatever it might be. But they're also, it's important to definitely be honest about, like, is this a hiccup mm-hmm. or, like, is this a routine, like, unsettling, like, pattern?
That's fair. Yeah, I think recognizing those patterns we just said also reminded me of a quote that I think I read in, like, preparation for this episode, but, like, with, like, thinking about, like, is this a hiccup? Like, should I stay? Should I go? Type of thing. It's like, it's always kind of like a balancing act of, like teetering between those two things. And then the quote was, like, kind of like talking about, like, basically that's what a large part of life is about, is, like, you know, the mingling of those two things of, like, should you be letting go of something? Should you be holding on? And I think, yeah, with that, it, you really just have to do that honesty thing that we were talking about. You got to, like, really do a lot of self-reflection to, like, understand, like you were saying, like, are you beating a dead horse at a certain point? Or, like, are these patterns, is it possible for these things to, like, what is, do you really like about this, you know, relationship or this friendship or this internship? Is it what it is, or the potential of what it could be, or holding on to what it was. There's just so much to really unpack and think about there. And I think kind of kind of wrapping up this conversation or whatever, like, we've talked about all the red flags. We've talked about, like, when you should know that it's time to move on, the hard parts about moving on. And now it kind of comes down to, like, okay, what does moving on look like? Like, how do you actually begin that process of moving on? And I think we agreed, like, one of the most important things of that is just, like, know your self-worth, baby. Like, acknowledge that. Know that you deserve happiness. You deserve peace. And I think it's important to always remember that we kind of create the environment that we live in, and we get to choose, like, the people that we surround ourselves with. We choose, you know, if we want to be, like, happy, or, like, you know, what we're doing, like you were saying, like, in our 20s, like, the internships we choose, like, you know, the friends we keep, the relationships we enter into, like, and if you're not happy in those situations, you can choose to walk away or make the necessary changes or adjustments to make sure that you are. And, like, that comes down to, like, knowing your self-worth, knowing that you deserve, you know, the best of the best. Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, period. Like, that's literally all it is. And I mm-hmm. again, it's definitely important to keep in mind. I think this is me speaking to myself. Mm-hmm. But, like, there is, again, always a difference between, like, am I unhappy right now? Like, did we just have, like, a little argument that's normal? Or, like, have I really just been, like, kind of unsatisfied with this for all along? But I do think that, like, that being said, those, you know, you deserve to feel fully fulfilled by whatever it is that you choose to engage in. Like that, like you were saying, that's your right. Mm-hmm. And, like, even though there might be moments here and there where you're just, like, a little stressed with it or a little unsettled, if those are more than moments, then it's not for you. And, like, don't owe nobody no explanation. Don't even owe yourself an explanation. You don't have to tell yourself anything beyond, like, not having as much fun as I would like to here. Like, I'm gonna go.
And I think even kind of bouncing off of that one, I think the next part of moving on that's a big thing is that when you get into those hiccups, or, like, when, like, what Mickey was just saying about, like, needing closure and, like, trying to, like, you know, figure out, like, the reason behind it. If it is a situation where, like, you know, like, something doesn't work out, you need to be able to, like, forgive yourself for that, or, like, be kind to yourself in those moments and realize that, like, that's not your fault. That's not your problem. That doesn't mean something, you know, just because something went wrong in that situation, that there's an issue with you, or that you're a bad person, or even not necessarily that person that, you know, or that job is bad. Maybe it's just not for you. And I think, yeah, I think we just need to acknowledge a lot of the time that, like, we live in a very, like, the only word I can think of is, like, chaotic, but we live in a world, like, is constantly changing. And, like, sometimes shit happens. Sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes also not everything is meant to be forever, and that's okay. Like, sometimes people just come, you know, into your lives, or, like, jobs come into your lives, or, you know, anything really can just be for, like, a season to, like, teach you a lesson, or to help you learn something about yourself. And just because it doesn't last forever doesn't mean that it wasn't valuable while it lasted. You know what I mean? So be nice to yourself and be kind and be, like, you know, accept things for what they are. I think you'll be, like, really a lot happier for it, I think, in the long run.
Yeah. And definitely, I feel like one thing people, or I won't say people, I'll speak for myself, like, it can be easy to feel, like, pressure to do is to compare your experience with whatever is at, you know, on the table, whether it's the relationship, whether it's the internship, the major, like, oh, well, everyone else I know that's done this loved it, or, like, everyone else that I know is majoring in, I know, poli sci is on my mind now, but, like, everyone else I know that's majoring in poli sci is, like, having a great time, or, you know, everyone else I know that's in a relationship, like, you know, your mom is kind of telling you, like, everyone else that is in a relationship is happy, so maybe that's why I should do it. Like, it don't matter. They might be happy, and they might also not be happy, so ultimately, like, that's not for you to know or to, like, consider in sort of trying to gauge your own feelings and your own relationships with things, because what's working for Sally over there,
that might not work for you. And that's okay, period. And I think the last thing that we all need to remember at the end of the day, which is, like, not even just about this conversation in general, but, like, it's okay to put yourself first, and you shouldn't feel guilty for that. I think especially in, like, situations where, like, you're leaving, especially friendships and relationships, when you're leaving those situations, you can feel kind of guilted into staying of, like, oh, this person still wants to be friends, or this person cares so much about me, like, I don't want to hurt them, X, Y, and Z. Nah, sis, put yourself first. At the end of the day, like you deserve, you know that you deserve better, and give yourself permission to like pursue things that are better without worrying about other people's feelings. You can still be considerate, obviously, and you can still be like conscious and try to be as sensitive as possible, but staying in a situation that you are very unhappy in just to like save someone else's feelings, not over here.
Not this neighborhood.
Not at all. No, like free yourself mentally and emotionally from all of those situations, because they don't serve you, baby. So don't stay like tethered to like, yeah, people who are just not there for you and are like sucking the joy out of your life, or jobs that are sucking the joy out of your life, or your poli sci concentration. If you're listening to this and you're concentrating in political science, drop it right now. Or if it's your major, drop it right now. I'm telling you, the world is so much brighter. You saw that sun today? That was because I dropped my poli sci concentration. And that was it. And there you go.
Weather, say thank you.
Say thank you to me, because I dropped my poli sci concentration and y'all got sun today because of it. And that's all, period.
I can't. On that note. Well, okay, I guess, I mean, that was a good conversation. I'm here for this one. But, yeah. You know, we all like to close with what's bringing us joy. Speaking of engaging the things that are bringing us happiness and satisfaction, what is going on in your life that's bringing you some happiness right now?
Spring break just passed, and I went to a bookstore. Wait, did I talk about this already?
I think so. Or wait, did you just tell me?
I don't know. I can't remember if this was what brought me joy last.
I think it might have been, because you were talking about how it was your first time you're going to a bookstore.
Oh, damn it. I'm still riding that high for my bookstore. Fine. What has brought me joy since then? Oh, I think at that point I hadn't gone yet, but I wanted to go.
Yeah, you hadn't.
Oh, but
you hadn't yet.
But I went, and I had a great time. I don't know. Spring break just passed. That was nice. The sun today brought me joy. I know we're trying not to talk about weather all the time, but I do be liking the sun. I sat on
took a little bit of the weather.
You know, I sat on the steps today. I finished my favorite book, Flowers for Algernon. That was nice. I've been reading it over the past like month whenever I got some free time, but I finished it on the steps today. It has a sad ending. So I was in public and I had to try not to cry. So I had to go run to my room so I could cry in peace. But I was just like jogging. I'm just like, ha ha ha, don't look at me, please. I've never been more grateful for masks, and I put my glasses on. It was a lot. Y'all can't see me.
John Cena.
I love being incognito. But yeah, that's it. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the way that you said spring break just passed, and I was like, oh yeah, it did. Like, I already forgot. But that was nice. It was restful. But not my thing. I guess my thing that's bringing me joy is, I randomly started rewatching Sister Sister because I did not want to start watching no new shows, but I was kind of bored and felt like watching something.
Mm.
So I saw it on Hulu and I was like, I'm going to start season one, episode
Netflix
one.
Netflix too.
Oh, is it really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm late, but I mean, I'm, you know, it's a redo. This is my second time around, but
that's fair.
Honestly, still very entertaining. Like, I'd be having a great time.
It's a good show.
They really killed it. Like, they were acting. The girls were acting. Like,
period.
And Roger, like, wow, just love them all. Lisa Landry.
Oh, home Roger. Lisa Landry, period.
That's period.
Wow, you're gonna make me rewatch that now, too. Wow.
It's an easy watch. Like, even if you're just like, because you've seen, like, Loki, we've seen all of these episodes in reruns. Like, this was before I was even born that these episodes aired, but like, I remember all of them. So you can
definitely, that's fair.
Like, do a little homework, have it on. Definitely recommend.
That's fair. Maybe I'll have it on while I do my midterms today. Who knows? But yeah. Well, that's all we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I can't believe the second season is already almost over. That's wild. Damn, look at us. We'd be running 20 seasons. Okay, period. But yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely much needed. A lot to unpack. And I'm probably going to continue this in my little journal tonight because there is definitely more to think about. But yeah, make sure you guys keep up with us until next Friday, the season finale, on Instagram @BlackGirlBlueprint, Twitter, which is low-key our main platform, even though I feel like more energy be going into the Instagram, but it's okay. Twitter at BGirlBlueprint, and DM us. Let us know what's going on in your lives. Like, let us know what came up for you in listening to these episodes. Like, send us a little voice note, you know, send us a podcast of your own. You want to know.
Period. Yeah. And if you like this episode, let us know by subscribing. You can leave us a little review. There's a little 5 stars if you're feeling like it, you know. And yeah, we will see you all next week for the season finale. Bye.
Bye.